When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, all that they needed for daily sustenance was abundantly given to them. They had no difficulties, challenges, or pain. Because they had never experienced hard times, they did not know they could be happy. They had never felt turmoil, so they could not feel peace. Eventually, Adam and Eve transgressed the command to not eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. By so doing, they were no longer in a state of innocence. They began to experience principles of opposition. They began to encounter sickness that weakened their health. They began to feel sadness as well as joy. Through Adam and Eve's partaking of the forbidden fruit, knowledge of good and evil was introduced into the world. Their choice made it possible for each of us to come to this earth and be tried and tested. We are blessed with agency, which is our ability to make decisions and to become accountable for those decisions. The fall made possible in our lives feelings of both happiness and sadness. We are able to understand peace because we feel turmoil. Our Father in heaven knew this would happen to us. It's all part of his perfect plan of happiness. He prepared a way through the life of his perfectly obedient Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, for his atonement to overcome every difficulty that we may experience in mortality. We live in trying times. I need not list all of the sources of evil in the world. It is not necessary to describe all the possible challenges and heartaches that are a part of mortality. Each of us is immediately aware, intimately aware, of our own struggles with temptation, pain, and sadness. We were taught in the premortal world that our purpose in coming here is to be tested, tried, and stretched. We knew we would face the evils of the adversary. Sometimes we may feel more aware of the negative things of mortality than we are of the positive. The prophet Ehi taught, for it must be that there is an opposition in all things. Despite all of the negative challenges we have in life, we must take time to actively exercise our faith. Such exercise invites the positive, faith-filled power of the atonement of Jesus Christ into our lives. Our Father in heaven has given us tools to help us come unto Christ and exercise faith in his atonement. When these tools become fundamental habits, they provide the easiest way to find peace in the challenges of mortality. Today I have chosen to discuss four of these tools. As I speak, consider evaluating your personal use of each tool. Then, seek the guidance of the Lord to determine how you could make better use of each one of them. The first tool is prayer. Choose to converse with your Father in heaven often. Make time every day to share your thoughts and feelings with him. Tell him everything that concerns you. He's interested in the most important as well as the most mundane facets of your life. Share with him your full range of feelings and experiences. because he respects your agency. Father in heaven will never force you to pray to him. But as you exercise that agency and include him in every aspect of your daily life, your heart will begin to feel peace, buoyant peace. That peace will focus an eternal light on your struggles. It will help you to manage those challenges from an eternal perspective. Parents, safeguard your children by arming them morning and night with the power of family prayer. Children are bombarded every day with the evils of lust, greed, pride, and a host of other sinful behaviors. Protect your children from negative worldly influence by fortifying them with the powerful blessings that result from family prayer. Family prayer should be a non-negotiable priority in your daily life. The second tool is to study the Word of God in the Scriptures and the words of the living prophets. We talk to God in prayer. He most often communicates back to us through his written word. To know what the voice of the divine sounds and feels like, read his words. Study the scriptures and ponder them. Make them an integral part of everyday life. If you want your children to recognize, understand, and act on the promptings of the Spirit, you must study the scriptures with them. Oh, don't yield to Satan's lie that you don't have time to study the scriptures. Choose to take time to study them. Feasting on the Word of God each day is more important than sleep, schoolwork, television shows, video games, social media. You may need to reorganize your priorities to provide time for the study of the Word of God. If so, do it. There are many prophetic promises of the blessings of daily studying the Scriptures. I add my voice with this promise. As you dedicate time every day personally with your family to study God's word, peace will prevail in your life. That won't come from the outside world. Peace won't come from the outside world. It will come from within your home, within your family, from within your own heart. It will be a gift of the Spirit. It will radiate out to you to influence others in the world around you. You will be doing something very significant to add to the cumulative peace in the world. I do not declare that your life will cease to have challenges. Remember when Adam and Eve were in the garden? They were free from challenges, yet they were unable to experience happiness, joy, and peace. Challenges are an important part of mortality. Through daily, consistent scripture study, you will find peace in the turmoil around you and strength to resist temptations. You will develop strong faith in the grace of God and know that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all will be made right according to God's timing. While you are working to strengthen your family and cultivate peace, remember this third tool: weekly family home evening Be cautious not to make your family home evening just an afterthought of a busy day. Decide that on Monday night, your family will be together at home for the evening. Do not let employment demands, sports, extracurricular activities, homework, or anything else become more important than that time you spend together at home with your family. The structure of your evening is not as important as the time invested. The gospel should be taught both formally and informally. Make it a meaningful experience for each member of the family. Family home evening is a precious time to bear testimony in a safe environment, to learn teaching, planning, and organizational skills, to strengthen family bonds, to develop family traditions, to talk to each other, and more importantly, to have a marvelous time together. At last, in last April's conference, Sister Linda S. Reef boldly declared, "I must testify of the blessings of daily scripture study and prayer and weekly family home evening. These are the very practices that help take away stress, give direction to our lives, and add protection to our homes." Sister Reeves is a very wise woman. I strongly urge you to earn your own testimony of these three crucial habits. The fourth tool is to go to the temple. We all know there is no more peaceful place on this earth than in the temples of God. If you don't have a temple, recommend, qualify to get one. When you have recommended, use it often. Schedule a regular time to be in the temple. Don't let anyone or anything prevent you from being there. While you're in the temple, listen to the words of the ordinances. Ponder them. Pray about them. And seek to understand their meaning. The temple is one of the best places to come to understand the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Seek Him there. Oh, remember that many blessings, many more blessings come from providing your own family names in the temple. These four tools are fundamental habits for securing your life in the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Remember, our Savior is the Prince of Peace. Peace in this mortal life comes from His atoning sacrifice. When we are consistently praying morning and night, studying our scriptures daily, having weekly family home evening, and attending the temple regularly, we are actively responding in His invitation to come unto Him. The more we develop these habits, the more anxious is Satan to harm us, but the less ability to do so. Through the use of these tools, we exercise our agency to accept the full gifts of His atoning sacrifice. I'm not suggesting that all of life's struggles will disappear as we do these things. We came to mortal life precisely to grow from trials and testings. Challenges help us become more like our Father in heaven, and the atonement of Jesus Christ makes it possible to endure those challenges. I testify that as we actively come into Him, we can endure every temptation, every heartache, every challenge we face, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.